I like to tease and tell people I've been here since I was five. besides me actually going to the school, I've been here 30 years. Are there changes? Absolutely. Everyone's going through changes, especially the last couple years. But I'll go back to that. I couldn't be more proud to see what our teachers and staff have done to help our families during the pandemic. The way learning has evolved, I can tell you, sitting in fifth grade with Mr. McDermott back at Prospect Elementary, I remember my face and my eyes when we got our first computer in the class. I know that ages me, but now you take that to a whole new level where that is the main way that a lot of our students communicate, whether it be a cell phone or a Chromebook, and how our teachers work with Clever Touches and interactive TVs, and the students get to work with them. And then knowing that we're a Google district and our students are going on Google Meets and Google Hangout and all those wonderful things, you know, I know that prepares them for the outside world, as I call it, but understand that was a learning curve for our staff as well, because some of us oldies come from the making sure we have every little cursive letter done correctly, and now they're just blowing us away with the technology. And I would say that's probably the biggest change. But also the collaborative nature of teaching now. You know, most teachers just went in their room and shut their door back when we were in school. And now you see them collaborating, networking. Students know more than one teacher as their teacher. And I think that's all for the better. Because as we know, the more adults they can be with, the more different things they get to learn from them. So. But technology, I would say, is probably the number one change. You know, we don't have those old, big, tall, you know, desk-sized computers, and now the kids are taking home a Chromebook every night. It's exciting.
And, you know, you touched on it, and I don't think we can really get out of doing this interview without talking about COVID.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We don't want to linger there, obviously. But we actually learned a lot from COVID, wouldn't you say? You mentioned the technology piece. And what are some of the things that you're most proud of in going through an experience like that together and coming out on the other side?
Yeah, and it's so ingrained in my brain. March 13th of 2020, just getting that call from the governor. And first and foremost, just how our staff reacted. Right away, oh my goodness, what can we do for our kids? We started right away developing at-home packets, at-home work, because at that point we weren't ready for the technology. We had it, but no warning of, hey, these students are going to have to go home and work with you online. So we did more at-home work at that point through the spring. The biggest thing in the spring was just starting to find a way to help our families just with everyday life. Mm-hmm. I would say beyond the education point, that's something I'm extremely proud of. We were giving out 55,000 meals a week. And you could go any day of the week and see our teachers, our food service employees, our maintenance employees, our paraprofessionals, and administrators standing in an apartment complex handing out food, or on a corner handing out food. And kudos to First Student and Aramark for also helping with that. We started working with Second Harvest on food pantries, and we still do those once a month out at the stadium.
And so as we look ahead, all of this costs money, obviously. Customer service
sure.
business.
Sure.
We deliver education. And how are we looking financially? And, you know, I know we have some important renewals coming up.
We do.
So let's look at just the finance piece.
Sure. So right now, I will say we have not asked for operating monies. I think it's going on 12 years now, which is unheard of in this day and age. It just shows the community how diligent we are being with their money. So that being said, we said back then it would last 10 years, and we've kept that promise and gone beyond. I will say the CARES Act money helped us with that. It's allowed us to use some of that money for some of the things normally that would come out of the general fund. The other piece to that is we do have two renewals coming up, which is about 20 mils of our operating money in 23 and 24, but they're renewals. So it's nothing new, and it will help us continue in this fashion. Right now, our five-year forecast looks great, but we do need these renewals passed. So you'll start to hear from us very soon with the renewals, but to not have to ask for additional money is remarkable in this day and age. And our community has always been so supportive. It's unbelievable what they've done with just the bond issue and building all these new beautiful buildings to enable us to do what we do best, and that's teach children. And I think that our financial outlook with that is wonderful as well, but we do need those two renewals passed.